Well, good morning, everyone. Those I haven't already said hello to. You can see I've got a reference there to Psalm 127, which talks about children being a blessing from the Lord, and happy is he who has a quiver full of them. And it uses that lovely mention of arrows. And we're going to reflect at the end of my short talk this morning about that. And it's something about letting go and trusting God. And I think that's probably one of the hardest things we find in life. Now, all of you have had parents, and some of you will have been parents. And I just wonder, what is the scariest thing, looking back, that you think your parents let you do, where they perhaps had no idea quite what they were saying yes to, or that you let your children do, where you had to have a really lot of confidence to say, yes, you go and do that. Just have a think for a moment. Is there something you look back on and you think, gosh, why on earth did they let me do that? Weren't they brave? Maybe something's come to your mind, maybe something will later on today, but I think for parents, letting go of your children is something that you have to do from when they're very, very young, bit by bit. Many of us perhaps had parents, a mother who stayed home and didn't work, and I know I didn't work when my children were very young. But my daughters and daughter-in-laws, many of them have had to work, and perhaps the scariest thing for them is after a year of maternity leave, if they've taken the whole year, of then having to hand their child over to somebody else at a nursery and find a nursery. And at that point, they're letting go a bit. And actually throughout our lives, as our children grow up and become more independent, we're constantly having to let them go and let them go and just trust that somehow we've put the guidance in. We've just heard two passages from the Bible that actually talk about mothers, and it's very good tonight at the chapel you're going to be hearing about Hannah, who is another mother who we hear about in the Bible. But these two mothers we've heard about, we're just going to reflect about them and how they had to learn to let go and trust God. And so we're going to hear first of all about Jochebed. And Jochebed is the mother of Moses. We didn't have her name in that passage we read, but Moses' mother was Jochebed. And she, like all the Hebrews, would have been a slave in Egypt. They had been enslaved and they had no power of their own. And if you remember Pharaoh, when he was anxious about the way the numbers of the Hebrews were growing, he put out a decree that all baby boys would be killed. And so she's had her baby and she has protected him and kept him out of sight of soldiers for 3 months. And now it's getting hard. And so she has come up with an outlandish plan, which is all about letting go. She's making a basket and waterproofing it. And then she just lets it go on the River Nile while her older daughter runs alongside to keep an eye. And she prays that God will take care of her baby as she has to let him go. And we heard in our story how God did indeed take care of Moses, because it was right near where Pharaoh's daughter bathed, who then saw the child, realized this was a Hebrew child, and took pity and actually then brought him up as her own. And it was she who gave him the name Moses, which means drawn out of the water. And of course, today, many mums will put their babies in a Moses basket, which is where that came from. So that's Jochebed's story. But what about Mary? We also heard a brief bit about Mary. So imagining that this is Mary, she'd known right from the beginning that Jesus didn't really belong to her. He was God's special gift to the world that he'd asked Mary to bear. He's God's chosen son, and I was chosen to be his mother. And as all good Jewish parents did, she and Joseph, her husband, brought Jesus to the temple as a very young baby to present him in thanksgiving to God. And there an older man, who we of course know as Simeon, recognizes Jesus as God's savior. And he has those astonishing words to Mary, both recognizing who Jesus is, but saying that his life will be marked by suffering, by rejection, and that her own heart will be pierced as with a sword because of that suffering. So she too had this special child, but that she had to let go and trust God for. And true love is something that does those two things. It both holds and nurtures, but also has the courage and the confidence to let go so that a person can truly grow into who they are and do what they need to do in life. And if we just very quickly reflect what actually happened to these two babies as they grew, in our next slide, you'll see, you know the story of Moses. He went on to become a great leader. Now, it wasn't until he was many, many decades older, but he also was God's chosen leader who led God's people to freedom out of that slavery that Moses had been born into, who gave them God's laws. It was Moses through whom God gave the Ten Commandments to help shape how we live our lives. And it was Moses who led God's people into the promise that God had made to them, although he never himself entered the promised land. Jesus, we know lots about Jesus. We know that he taught, healed, and showed God's love and power in miracles. But he waited until he was 30. All that time, Mary had been there as his mother, supporting him. His life revealed God to us. Jesus, though, died on the cross for us, and Mary's heart was broken. Then he rose from the dead, and Mary was one of those who believed and recognized that he was no longer her son, but he was fully the savior of the world. And Jesus offered new life and still does. Those parents had to trust God and let their children go. And so in many ways, it's an example to us. How good are we at letting go of others? Now, it may be our children. It may be other people in our lives. How good are we at letting go and trusting God for someone? Doesn't mean that we stop loving, but love actually does not hold on and imprison people, but sets them free. And that's how God loves us. He doesn't trap us and hold on to us, but in his love, he sets us free to find our way. And he asks us to trust him to guide us in our lives. But he also asks us to trust him for others for whom we love. And it may be there are people you're worried about in your family that you've prayed about, and you've wondered just why you don't see some things happening in their lives. It will happen at the right time in God's way as we hold them in prayer, but we have to let go and trust. And that's where that image of the arrow comes from. There's something about trusting God that sets us free to step out in faith, but also releases those around us. And as a church, we need to give each other permission to go where God leads us in the love that we bear for each other. And in Psalm 127, where it talks about arrows and that children being arrows and we as children of God being arrows, if you've ever done archery, the whole point with an arrow is you have to line it up and you hold it steady, but then at some point you have to let it go. because if you just hold on to it, it will never do that which it has been meant to do. And so that's a lovely image of us in the way we care for and hold others, but then let go and trust God for them. But also what God does for us, how he holds us and nurtures us. And then he wants us to have the courage to step out in faith and trust him. So let's just close with a prayer. God, our Father, your care is there for each of us. You hold us in your love, but you give us freedom to go our way. Help us to love others in that same freeing way and to trust you for one another, for those we love, and for that which we don't yet see. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.